VOA News. At least 6 people were killed and 13 wounded in 2 bombings in Somalia on Sunday. The deadliest explosion happened in the capital, Mogadishu. 4 people were killed in a car bombing outside a coffee shop on the capital's busiest road. Officials believe the car was driven by a suicide bomber. The explosion caused significant damage to the coffee shop and nearby buildings. Earlier in the day, 2 people were killed, 4 wounded, after a suicide car bomb exploded near a military vehicle in Afgoya. All of the victims were government soldiers. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for the attack in Afgoya, which is 30 kilometers west of Mogadishu. A Taliban suicide bomber killed 3 NATO troops on a foot patrol in eastern Afghanistan Sunday. In the attack, also wounded a U.S. soldier and 2 Afghan troops. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The Czech military has confirmed that the 3 victims of the attack were all Czech service members. The Taliban claimed the attack, which took place near Bagram military base in the province of Parwan. U.S. Army General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, said his thoughts and prayers are with the family of the fallen and wounded soldiers in the attack. NATO formally concluded its combat mission in Afghanistan in 2014, but some 16,000 U.S. and other NATO soldiers are providing support and training to Afghan troops and carrying out counter-terrorism missions. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least 82 people have been killed and hundreds injured when a powerful earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday. It sent residents and tourists alike fleeing into the streets. The quake was recorded at magnitude 7.0 by the U.S. Geological Survey. It was also felt on the neighboring island of Bali. This is VOA News. South Sudan's warring parties signed a peace deal on Sunday, and it's the latest attempt to end the country's 5-year-long civil war, which has killed tens of thousands of displaced and displaced millions. Multiple ceasefires have been signed in recent years, all of which have been violated within hours of being implemented. Farmers in eastern Australia say they're in the grip of the worst drought in memory. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Southeastern Australia is in the grip of a drought worse than many can remember. Last month was the second hottest July on record and the driest since 2002. In some parched areas, storms of dust have forced children to wear protective masks on farms. In the small town of Manila, 460 kilometres north of Sydney, high school students Steve and Olivia say the conditions can be tough.
We wear dust masks in the round yard and everything, yeah. In the cattle yards, because it just turns it into powder.
Yeah, it's just powdery.
Mm.
It's like you can't breathe.
It'll get all in your lungs and everything, yeah.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has promised to do more to help those under intense financial pressure due to the drought. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Police in the Midwestern city of Chicago say at least 34 people were shot in the city in just 24 hours. 5 of those victims died, including a 17-year-old girl who was shot in the face. The youngest shooting victim was an 11-year-old boy. President Trump has once again attacked the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In a Sunday tweet, President Trump writes, a June 2016 Trump Tower meeting in which his son met with a Russian lawyer was totally legal. Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's personal lawyers, tells ABC's This Week there's no evidence Trump has broken the law.
What violation has anybody put forward of an actual federal statute that's been violated by the President of the United States?
California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff disagrees, telling CBS Face the Nation,
I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
Schiff says it's Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job to lay out exactly which laws may have been broken. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Saudi Arabia says it is expelling the Canadian ambassador and has recalled its ambassador to Canada and is freezing business ties with the country over what it called interference in its internal affairs. The decision follows vigorous calls by Canada for the immediate release of human rights activists who've been swept up in a new wave of detentions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.